Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call the show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is January the 1st, 2024. Happy New Year! Woo! All that stuff. You know, I never make it past midnight. I try to celebrate, New Year's, at around 7 o'clock because in London it's like midnight. So by 7 o'clock, I'm like, woo, 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 woo. And then after that, if I fall asleep by 10, I fall asleep 11, it don't matter. But today is the first day of the year. So we have a great episode for you. Today we are going to talk about pain and why we should not always avoid pain. We should sometimes pain can be a motivation. Pain can drive you to greater heights, you know? And I say this because it's a great day to talk about it because it's the first day of the year. And a lot of people, you know, they have all the resolutions and they're gung-ho and, you know, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And we all know resolutions normally fizz out after about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Everybody's going to go to the gym. Everybody's going to go get in shape. If you want a little secret, ladies and gentlemen, if you start doing something like, let's say you're into New Year's resolutions. If you start doing the thing around November, December, and you pick up some real steam by January, you'll sail down the river instead of, you know, waiting to January and you go, okay, I'm gonna do it, and it doesn't happen. If you build some momentum, you get to going, and that those resolutions will be, you know, will be a-okay. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to discuss pain now. There's all types of pain. Me and my wife was having this discussion last week. I have a nephew, a lovely nephew. He's 21. He doesn't have a license. He doesn't have the will to learn how to drive. You know, he doesn't want to. There's really no need for him to learn how to drive because every morning his dad will take him to work. My nephew goes to work at like 2 o'clock in the morning. My brother will wake up, take him to work, and then he would get off. Whenever time he gets off, he calls his grandparents, and his grandparents go. They pick him up. If he has to go get something to eat, they'll go take him to go get something to eat, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, my wife was like, there's no real reason for him to want to go get his license. You know, there's no reason, because have you ever lived in a place like when I first moved to Atlanta, I had no car. Okay. When I first moved to Atlanta, I had no car. I would drive the truck to a certain location south in Atlanta, and I lived in North Atlanta. So I would park the truck. I would catch a bus, you know, a bus all the way up. If you know Atlanta, then you understand. I caught a bus in Forest Park. I would catch the bus, ride it up to either the airport or to Five Points. And so I would get off there, catch a train, take the MARTA from there to somewhere close to my house, but then I would have to walk a good mile and a half, you know. And I did that for a couple months, and I just remember one day I had to walk home and it was snowing, and I laughed to myself and I said, bucko, we got to get a car because this ain't happening, you know. And it was pain because it was cold and it was snowing. And, you know, sometimes you just don't feel like doing something. And that day, I did not feel like walking. I was like, you know what? it was the only time I thought I would pay for a cab, but I said, nah, we ain't paying for no cab. I said, this is the problem. I said, if I start getting cabs, then I won't have any kind of like desire to try to go get a car, you know. And I quickly thought, you know, I'm gonna get a car. And like 2 months later, you know, I saved up a few bucks, got me a little car. It was a nice car. I bought it from a guy in South Carolina. And away we went. And I've been having a car ever since. And that was like 16, 17 years ago. But it was just the walking and the, you know, walking in the heat, walking in the cold, just walking everywhere. And I remember I needed to go to Target for something. And this is that was the one reason. And the second reason that just was like a pain. I woke up one Sunday morning. I needed something because I wanted to cook that day. And I was going to sit home, relax, and make dinner and, you know, just relax. And I needed to go to the store. And I thought, you know, I had to catch the bus to go to the Target and then try to catch the bus back home. But it was Sunday. And, you know, the bus don't run as well on Sundays as they do on the weekday. So that was annoying. I had to wait. A 5-minute trip took me like 2 hours, you know. So that was a lesson, pain lesson number two, you know. And sometimes pain is not a bad thing, you know. It was a pain to me to have to sit around and wait for the bus, wait for the train, blah, blah, blah. I remember when I got my car and I would take the truck, drop it off. I would get in my car and I would be like, and I was very appreciative of the car, you know, and still to this day, I'm always like, hey, I know how it is when you don't have a car. You know what I mean? I've been down that road before and it's the same as anything that you want, anything that you want to do. Sometimes the pain part is, yes, it's going to be tough, but don't shy away from it. You know, let it go through you. You know, you're gonna feel it. It's gonna be annoying. It's gonna be real annoying. But at the end of the day, everything can't be positive. You know, negative things can make you grow as well. You know, sometimes you just have to learn. Like, hey, I had to figure this out. Let me figure this out. You know, it's just like, have you ever thought to yourself, which we all have thought to ourselves, especially anybody that has lived in the United States of America has had this thought at some point in their life. You think to yourself, you go, I need to start something for myself, man, because this is ridiculous, you know. You're at a job, they want you to do this, they want you to do that, they want you to come in on a holiday, they want you to work a holiday, they want you to come in at night, they want you to come in the evening, whatever kind of thing, you know, and you're like, F this, you know, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, and I'm going to get started, and you try to start a business. And a lot of times, you know, I'm not saying you won't be successful, but the first time you ever think, I'm going to start a business, you know, a lot of the times, for most people, you say, I'm going to start this business, and it goes kaput. And you're like, man, F this. I can't believe this, blah, 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 blah. I thought this billion-dollar idea was gonna work, and it don't work. And you're kind of devastated. If you really ever really wanted to be a business owner, if you ever really wanted to be an entrepreneur, if you ever really wanted to, you know, create money for yourself, because as you and I both know, anybody that knows this, you know, money's out there, you know, the money's there. It's what are you going to do to get it, you know? Not, you know, of course, come on now. I don't even have to say that, but You know, I not to get off on a tangent, but I see these posts every now and then, and these people are like, you know, trapper to stock market, trapper to whatever. You know, I'm gonna give you a piece of free advice. If you see anybody with trapper to whatever in the title, I wouldn't really listen to them. You know what I mean? Because people that claim they're on their, you know, they from the streets and all that, you know, a lot of times it's a lot of shenanigans. It's a lot of muckety muck. I'm not saying, hey, you know, people can't, you know, change or whatever, but I've seen enough Instagram posts. I've seen enough information where the trapper turned or the I was in the street doing XYZ turn business person. Normally it's just phony as all get out. But anyway, anybody that wants to start a business, you know, the money's out there, but you have to figure out, you know, like what didn't work. What could you have done better? You know, what would you do next time to improve, you know? And there's going to be pain. There's going to be growing pains. And sometimes you go, I mean, listen, I remember when I was, me and my brother, we wanted to start a real estate. When I was 22, my brother was like, let's do real estate. And I'm like, okay. And, it didn't go right at all, you know. And my brother, he, I think we could have did it, but my brother, I don't know, for some reason, he got nervous and he didn't pull the trigger, and it was a pain, and I was like, you know, man, I could have been, you know, this is before I started driving, you know, this is before I got into the trucking business, and I kept thinking to myself, man, you know, if I, you know, we get this real estate, we start making some money, because the guy was talking to us and, it, you know, the income was going to be like $2,500 a month, and we was going to get $2,500 a month and then, you know, keep most of it, you know, take a couple hundred dollars off probably, but keep the rest of it, you know, and just reinvest it and all that stuff. And my brother, he didn't pull the trigger, and for a while, that was always a pain, you know. It's like, why? But, you know, you realize, hey, sometimes you have to meet people where they're at, you know. Some people, they talk a good game, but they don't want to do anything, you know. And that's a lesson learned, you know. And get with people who are serious about business. That's one thing that I took from that, you know. It was painful. It was annoying. It was a lot of different things. But the pain I felt was like, all right, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to figure out, you know, eventually I'm going to make things work, you know? And I've you know, for the most part, you know, some things have gone left. Some things have gone right. You know, I'll give you an example. This year podcast has been going correct. And, you know, you got to keep things going, but the pain of other situations has led me down this path to where I'm like, all right, we can do this. And it's a lot of lessons that you learn. It's a lot of pain, but you think about when you start to really hone in on everything and you really start to figure out, you know, the business that you want, the, you know, the kind of relationship that you want, the place you want to live, all this kind of stuff. You think about, you know, how, you know, the pain of, you know, like how you grew up, or, you know, I'm not saying everybody grew up terribly, but I remember I grew up in a 2-bedroom apartment, and, you know, now, you know, I come to my house and I live in a pretty nice sized house, and I'm like, you know, I got no complaints, you know. If there's something happens, you know, there's a thing to fix in the house, you know, I'm like, hey, could be worse, you know. I could be still in this 2-bedroom apartment, you know, living on top of my brother or something like that, you know, which we was doing when we was kids. But, you know, it's that, you know, it's just like, you think about these things and you're like, this was kind of painful, that was kind of painful, but you take lessons from it, you learn from it, you grow from it. And so everything that happens to you, that's because, you know, I'm gonna give you some of my philosophy and some of my philosophy of life. You know, there's no negative or positive situations. You make, you know, like if somebody hit your car, okay, your car got hit, but you wasn't in the car. Hey, is that a bad thing or a good thing? It's bad. It's a negative they hit your car, but it's a great thing that you was not in the car. You know what I mean? And so situations are situations, and how you make the situation. And so, yeah, there are going to be times that you're like, man, this sucks. It's hurt. I'm hurt. It's painful. But you're going to grow from that. You're going to learn from that. You're going to take notes of that. And you're going to be like, you know what? I'm never going to go through that again, you know? It's like people that have been married, divorced once, you know? They get divorced. They come back. They go, well, I learned this and that from my last marriage, you know? And they go get married a second time, and a lot of times the second marriage is very successful. You know what I'm saying? You know, because the divorce rate in America is like 50%. So I'm sure the second time you're like, all right, I learned this, I learned that, I learned this, I learned that. Let's go. You know. So there's pain, but there's sometimes you have to let it flow through. You know, you can't be one of these people who something happens to you, you get hurt, and then you just curl up in a ball, and you go, that's it. I'm not doing it ever again. Come on now. Life is short, but life is also long. You know what I mean? Like, your time on earth can be short, or it can be long. But what you need to do is, no matter what, stay in the game, stay in the fight. You know, things are going to happen. Of course they are going to happen. But if it's a hurt, man, you just let it, you know, you let it feel, you feel it, and you go, ah, it did suck, it did hurt, but what did you learn from it? What can you do to get better? What could you have done to avoid that pain? You know what I mean? What could you have done to, you know, because if you want to be a musician and you never write music, how are you going to be a musician? If you want to learn to play the guitar and you never pick up a guitar, how are you going to learn the guitar? If you want to fly airplanes, but you never go down there and get a flying lesson, how are you going to fly planes? So sometimes, yes, things happen to us, but a lot of the times it's, why did it happen? And what could you have done to prevent that from happening? But you learn, you know, you live and you learn, you know, and you take the pain and you take the hurt and you take whatever. You take the negative effect and you go, you know what? I learned from that. I'm going to do it different next time. Next time I'm going to hit the ground running, you know, and that's that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. My voice is still hoarse, but hopefully we'll be back. What's today? Monday. I'll probably be back Wednesday with a new episode. Hopefully my voice will be better by then, but I appreciate you for listening. Enjoy the first episode of the new year. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tony Rizzano. This is Online Marketing Moves. And as always, everybody, God bless. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, peace.